Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I am from Austria, not from Australia. We are a very small country, and I will make a very short speech. Director General, Excellencies, distinguished ministers, heads of delegations, ladies and gentlemen. First of all, I would like to convey the sincere wishes of Minister Berlakovic, the Austrian Minister of Agriculture, Forestry, Environment and Water Management, for the success of the 40th session of the conference. Due to unforeseen reasons, he is unfortunately not able to attend today. I would like to take this opportunity to thank the Director General and the FAO for presenting the State of Food and Agriculture Report 2013, showing the current level of undernourishment, recall the persistence of price volatility, and putting the emphasis on small farmers to increase sustainable agricultural productivity. Food security is getting an additional facet, not only hunger and malnutrition, but also obesity. We therefore are looking forward to the second International Conference on Nutrition of FAO and WHO in 2014, which should strive for concrete results and guidance. I am strongly convinced that sustainable agricultural policies have to become increasingly nutrition sensitive. Sustainable policies may not only be geared toward productivity alone, but must be accompanied by crop diversification strategies, education and behavioral change campaigns, and post-harvest storage improvements. I have launched the campaign Food is Precious, an Austrian initiative, which has been a great success at national level. The Austrian campaign helps to prevent food waste at any stage, purchase, storage and consumption, and will be one contribution to the joint FAO-UNEP campaign Think It Safe. Time has come to find a common approach to tackle this. Austria therefore repeatedly called for voluntary guidelines on food waste and food losses in various bodies and committees of FAO, OECD and the EU, the European Union, and seeks your support. I am grateful to FAO and to the Committee of World on Food Security having classified this topic as priority and included the food losses and waste into FAO's strategic objectives. I do appreciate all UN agencies working strongly together. The call for international years may be a suitable instrument. This will be the case for the next year's International Year of Family Farming. There is an undeniable need to put smallholder agriculture at center of action. Smallholder agriculture is mainly driven by families, which are the social unit of production and consumption, as well as the source of labor force in agriculture, and therefore require adequate policies to sustain their livelihoods. Focused investment in smallholder agriculture for food security and nutrition is key to increase sustainable agricultural productivity. But this can't be done in isolation. Given the growing demand for food, feed, fiber and fuel, increased production must be achieved in a sustainable and resource-efficient manner. There are many forms of smallholder agriculture at regional, national and local levels. There is no one size fits all. Nevertheless, family labor plays an important role. Most of the Austrian farms are run by family farm units. To conclude, I do strongly support all efforts to put investment in smallholder agriculture on the post-2015 agenda and rank it high priority on the revision of the Millennium Development Goals and in the Rio+20 process. Finally, I would like to thank you for your attention and state that Austria aligns itself with the statement presented by the European Union. I thank you, Mr. Chairman.